first things first, if you are someone who works with crystals or stones, you're going to want a touchstone for this practice. That could be, yes, a crystal, a stone, a trinket of some sort. Something that maybe, you certainly do not have to do this, you hold in the palm of your left hand. If something speaks to you, perhaps go and grab it with all your pillows and blankets. If not, this can be an imaginary touchstone, crystal, trinket, something of value. It can be anything. It could be a blueberry. So grab that, all your props and cozies. If it's an imaginary touchstone, perfect. I'll meet you down there. Hello, everybody. Welcome to your online nidra practice. Take all the time that you need to find a comfortable lying down position. Feather your nest. Make sure you feel supported, symmetrical, warm, and cozy. What does comfort look like for you today? Changing history. It's healing history. Today, we're going to really rest into our most rested selves and really have an experience, an intimate healing experience. So, let's begin by simply noticing the surface that your body is in contact with, that you're resting on today. So if you're lying down, that might be your back, the heels, the head. Just taking this moment to bring your awareness to your body. In contact, communion with the surface you're resting on. And as you are meeting the surface that you're resting on, notice the rhythm of your breath. Simply noticing the natural inhale and the exhale, not trying to change it, just meeting your body as it breathes in and as it breathes out. And see if you can be as non-judgmental as possible as you meet your body, exactly where he or she is, noticing the rhythm of the breath. And now, if you have that touchstone, holding it in your left hand, and of course, if you don't have one, you can simply imagine a magical stone, trinket, blueberry, whatever speaks to you, that will travel with you on your journey of rest today. So, noticing it, imagining that touchstone in your left hand and really connecting with it, with your touchstone. And maybe if it feels right, you can even repeat to yourself, I am daring to rest as you hold on to this touchstone. I am daring to rest. I am daring to rest. And when you feel ready, place or imagine placing your touchstone anywhere, on or off. Maybe it's around your body. And let the stone rest there. Maybe it stays in the palm of your left hand. See where you are first guided to place it, on your belly, third eye, your knee below your heel, in your right hand, under your left armpit, beside your elbow, on your shin. First place you're guided to place it. And feel into what this stone might symbolize for you. Today, maybe it's your commitment to rest, your desire to break the cycle of fatigue in your lineage, or maybe your passion to rest for those who are not able to rest right now all around the world. Just connect with your touchstone as your symbol of rest. Now taking a few long, slow, smooth, deep breaths in and out. Maybe make some noise like a sigh, a sound to help you let go and relax. So we're breathing in, long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath, and exhaling with any sound that you need today. Ha! Not silencing our voice anymore. Keep going, and even if no sound wants to come out on the exhale, you could just imagine letting out a sound, letting out a primal sound that your soul is yearning to express, right? The sound of sorrow, your sound of pleasure, of pain, sound of joy, grief, liberation, or power. Notice what your primal sound is today as you exhale. Exhaling fully with sound. One more giant, nourishing belly breath in. Releasing sigh, let something go. And whenever you feel ready, allow your breath to return to normal and bring your awareness to the space between your eyebrows. Be still here. Notice any vibrations in your body, even the most subtle pulsation. And if you have an intention, a sankalpa for today's practice, I am free to rest. I am at peace. I am here. Or any statement that feels like it moves you towards a yearning in your heart. Let go of any obstacles to this intention and just notice your desire. What does your heart yearn for right now? and stating your intention in the present tense as if it's happening right now. Stating it 3 times like you're planting a seed for yourself to grow, to bloom, to flourish. And throughout Yoga Nidra, you are invited to follow my voice, my vibe. But of course, if at any time you don't feel called to follow my voice, or you hover off to some space, place, maybe there's an instruction that doesn't feel good and right for you, you can follow your breath. Go where you need to go and come back to the vibe as soon as you feel ready. And if you fall asleep, a very normal happening in this practice, remember that is exactly what you needed today. Yoga Nidra means sleep with a trace of awareness after all, right? So as much as possible, just do your best to follow my voice, to follow your breath, and allow your body to receive whatever it needs today. The rest that it needs today. Now, breathing in and breathing out, sense a pulse, a wave moving through your body. Awareness of any movement in your body as you breathe. And we will rotate attention throughout the body, breathing into different body parts, moving your awareness now to your feet. Breathe and feel the pulse of your feet. Both feet lit up in sensation. Now breathe and feel the pulse of your knees. Moving to your hips, breathe. Can you feel the pulse of your hips? Notice your hips softening with each exhalation, like they're melting into the surface you're resting on. Moving to the pelvis, breathe and feel the pulse of the middle of your pelvis. Now breathe and feel the pulse of your navel point. Navel softening with each exhalation. Breathe. Feel the pulse of your abdomen. Moving to your heart center. Breathe and feel the pulse of your heart center. With each exhalation, the heart softens. Now breathe and feel the pulse of the middle of your throat, noticing the pulse at the middle of your throat as you breathe. Moving to your hands, breathe and feel the pulse of your hands. Now breathe and feel the pulse of your arms. Moving to the shoulders, breathe and feel the pulse of your shoulders. Shoulders soften on the exhale. Now breathe and feel the pulse again at the middle of the throat. Breathe and feel the pulse of your mouth, whole mouth softening with each exhalation. Moving to your nose, breathe and feel the pulse of your entire nose. Breathe and feel the pulse of your ears, the pulse of your eyes, both eyes. Moving to the space between the eyebrows, breathe and feel the pulse at the space between the eyebrows. Breathe and feel the pulse at the crown of the head, the whole head softened as you breathe. Now breathe and feel the pulse of your whole body. Whole body pulsing, breathing. On the exhale, the whole body melts into the surface you're resting on. More and more, begin to sense or imagine yourself rested. Sensing, imagining yourself rested. Notice how you feel in your body. And take some moments to deepen, to soften more and more. Now drop deeper. Notice the pulse of the earth, breathing as awareness drops down to the earth. Slowly, awareness rises up to the sky, notice the pulse of the sky. And now sense a connection to the pulse of your heart. The earth and the sky together, one heartbeat, one pulse through your heart, the earth and the sky. Now let go of this awareness and be still. Still at the space between your eyebrows. Awareness at the space between your eyebrows. Rest here. Begin to sense or imagine yourself rested. Notice how this feels in your body. Sensing or imagining yourself rested. You might find it helpful to find a symbol that represents your rested self. Notice how rest feels in your body. Now sense or imagine yourself worn out, depleted. Notice how this feels. Again, you might find it helpful to sense or imagine a symbol that represents your worn out self. Feel this in your body. Now more and more, begin to explore sensations of both your rested and worn out self, as if the two have come together and you're holding both rested and worn out. Notice how this registers and feels in your body. Trust that whatever you're experiencing is just right. And when you feel ready, let go of these opposites and rest back at the awareness of the space between your eyebrows. Be still. And now sense or imagine yourself walking on a path in the woods. Notice sounds. Become aware of the temperature as you walk. Sense or imagine what you're wearing on your body, your feet, even your hands, your head. notice what you're wearing or not wearing as you walk on a path in the woods. And as you walk down the path, notice how you're walking, what kind of movements you're making. Maybe even notice the sound of your feet, step by step. Are there others along the path with you? Are you alone? Now, as I count from 5 to 1, when I reach the number 1, you are going to arrive at a threshold, a portal, and on the other side will be your rested self. So continue to sense yourself walking, breathing, coming closer to this portal, this doorway. 5, feeling your steps on the path. 4, noticing a change in your body and breath as anticipation grows, walking towards this portal to meet your rested self. 3, getting closer towards that doorway now. 2, seeing the portal right in front of you, noticing if there is a door, maybe it's an opening, something else. Moving towards this portal now, this threshold, aware of this desire to be rested. 1, moving through the portal now, taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out, and greeting your rested self. Notice how they appear to you now. Notice the environment your rested self is in. And is there anything here that wants to be seen or known? And if it feels right, introduce your touchstone, your magical stone, to them. A symbol of your commitment to rest. Now, counting to 3, you are invited to lift up and drop out of your body and drop in to your rested self, looking through the eyes of your rested self, like this. 3, letting go and loosening out of the form of your body. 2, relaxing your shoulders, softening, form dissolving. 1, lifting up and out and looking down, seeing your human form and your rested self in the portal you crossed through. Feel this. Now you're invited to drop into your rested self on three, letting your feet drop deeper into your rested self, two, dropping your heart into your rested self, one, hearing and seeing through the ears and eyes of your rested self. Sense this. And if your rested self had a movement or a message for you, what is the message? Listen. Allow anything to be shared. Now that you can see through the eyes of your rested self, what does life look like through the eyes of your rested self? And now begin to sense an ancestor from your lineage behind you. You invite them to come forward. This ancestor might be from many generations ago, and you might not know anything about them. Maybe you do. Sense into the energy field of this ancestor, welcoming them in now, an ally on your journey to rest. Trust feelings that come in, the words that you hear, the felt sense. Now come out of your rested self on three, and look up from above and observe the ancestor who is now here. Three, loosening your form from your rested self. Two, softening, and like light, one, beginning to lift up out of the rested self, observing your ancestor, witnessing the ancestor. And when it feels right, on three, drop down into the ancestor. Two, feel your feet dropping in. One, look through the eyes, feel through the cells of this ancestor. And if there is a message or movement from this ancestor, allow it to be shared. And perhaps your rested self and your ancestor begin to connect. Welcome and trust whatever unfolds, your rested self and your ancestor. What can you see in the environment that you couldn't see before? Are there symbols or gifts from your ancestor that are present? Seeing through the eyes of the ancestor. Now take another deep breath in on the count of three, you are invited to move out of your ancestor, lift up, and witness this moment, and then come back into your rested self. So three, beginning to soften and loosen. Two, lifting up and out like light. One, looking down with consciousness from up above, being the observer of your rested self and your ancestor. Now shifting back into the body of your rested self, allowing your consciousness to drop into your rested self. One, moving deeper into your heart. Two, coming fully into your body, looking through the soul of your rested self. And three, feel yourself fully immersed in the body of your rested self. And as the rested being that you are, hold or imagine your touchstone. Bring it to your heart, inviting your touchstone to your heart to be a stone that keeps you aligned with your most rested self. And if it feels right to repeat your intention, your Sankalpa for this practice today, repeating it with a rested vibration three more times. Now sense yourself walking with your ancestor to a place of rest. You've both made an agreement to embrace ease, to be rested, and others are also walking with you and your ancestor, to this place of rest. Your tribe, your people, all walking with you. See their faces. Feel their energy now. All of you walking together. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When you get to 5, you will have reached the land of rest. 1, finding your way through. 2, connected to your rested self. 3, present and sensing your body and breath. 4, traveling together with your ancestor and other members of your tribe, your soul family. And 5, resting on this new terrain with all the resources to be arrested, you. more and more, notice a soul council. All these people with you in this land of rest. And see if they have a gift of rest for you today. Feeling the presence of this council, this tribe, this community of rest. And noticing your body rested. A rested being claims their power, doing nothing. Rest is not conditional. I am a rested being. Slowly, ever so slowly, if you choose, you can begin to wake up, deepening the breath, moving the body very slowly, really slowly. Move with ease. Let it be slow, noticing where your body wants to move from first, and moving from that area, coming back whenever you feel ready, remembering that rest is always available. Be good to yourselves. With hands at heart center, I bow to you all. This practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends.